LA.gov to get the latest details. All business owners should read the new order to understand how it impacts their business. Let's keep working together. Thank you, and God bless.
Kelly Sitting Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us by calling 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. Or you can visit us at our website located at KellyServiceHouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
Activate dance mode countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Tune in to CJ every Monday and Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., bringing the best of Southern Soul and R&B right here on your favorite station. You know what I'm talking about.
Talking about the Boom Boom Room.
Yeah, the Boom Boom Room. That's it.
Hi, I'm Mark Sneedy, and this is a Live Hope Minute. Your hope can have all kinds of focus, like trusting that God is working in your circumstances, making you more like Jesus. Additionally, the Bible encourages us to keep our hope focused on the day of Christ's return. 1 Peter 1:13 says, "Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, steadfast, self-disciplined, spiritually and morally alert, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at His coming." Another translation says, "So roll up your sleeves, put your mind in gear, be totally ready to receive the gift that's coming when Jesus arrives." And I like the time frame this translation provides. Set your hope now and forever. Keep your eyes fixed on the great day when Christ returns. This kind of focus will help you get through any kind of circumstance while we wait. More hope can be found at livehopenow.com. I'm Mark Smeeby with this Live Hope Minute.
This is what it means to live hope.
Well, today is Monday, June 15th, 2020. Let's go to the list and say happy birthday to these wonderful, special people. We'll begin with Miss Talisha Scott celebrating a birthday this morning. Happy birthday to you. For Real is celebrating a 55th birthday today. Happy birthday to you. Monique Mo Styles Burns has a birthday this morning. Good morning to you and happy birthday. Let's say happy 37th birthday to Takia Williams. Good morning. It's a happy 32nd birthday for Amy Rourke. Good morning to you. Alexis Sincade Washington is celebrating her 53rd birthday today. Happy birthday to you. We've got Francine Swisher Wilson celebrating 64 years. What a blessing that is. And to all the birthday people around the world, whether we said your name or not, or whether you are near or far, we want you to live long and to prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
And of course, if you see any of the birthday people around town, if you think it's safe, give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. You know, what's the best way for our white Christian brothers to respond to racial tensions? Well, I was reading an article from Brent Reinhardt, and here's what he says. He says the words "I can't breathe" from George Floyd as he gasped for his mother with a knee on his neck, has haunted him. And he said, just like the video of two white men chasing down and shooting Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia while he was running, it's unfathomable that these things are happening in our country in 2020. Now, as we've witnessed the response play out in cities across our nation, including his own, he says it makes it clear that the white Christians are in need of a wake-up call. Here's what Brent says. Several weeks ago, we had a tornado warning at our house close to midnight. We had to quickly get our kids up out of bed and go to a safe place in the house. He says, my six-year-old is a hard sleeper, and waking him up in the middle of the night is next to impossible. You can pull him out of bed, and he may even open his eyes to look up at you, but he's not really awake. He will stumble around his room, but he's not awake. It's not until him and his wife start clapping him in his face that he seemed to snap out of it and become coherent. And here's what Brent Reinhart says to my white Christian brothers and sisters. It's time to snap out of it. We've been asleep. Over the past few years, some of us have opened our eyes and even stumbled around like we're trying to appear awake, but we're not all there. What we're witnessing in our country should be our jolt clapping in the face. It's right in front of our face, and it's time for us to stand up for what's right and denounce what's evil. And Brent goes on to say, as a white Christian, I admit it's hard to even know where to start. It's easy to post a Martin Luther King Jr. quote on social media and let the world, or at least your small slice of it, know where you stand on racial issues. But it's much harder to know how to represent Christ and follow the prophet Micah's urging to seek justice, love mercy, and walk humbly in real life. Advocacy is important, and I think, he says, our African-American brothers and sisters need to see us posting these types of messages, but it's simply not enough. Amen. Brent Reinhart, thank you for writing that. And thank you for tuning in to the Wade Hampton Show. It's been a pleasure today, and I'm hoping to do this again tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. We've got more music and ministries just ahead for you right here on KAYT KQJOFM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. As always, remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Hey, make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, well, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
The atmosphere is set for blessings. The atmosphere is set for miracles. And whatever your need is, God told me to tell you, it's already released.
There's a blessing in the room today. Are you ready? Get ready. It's already been released. Anybody believe that? Come on, y'all say
there's a blessing in this room today.
Say, get ready.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
invite you to check out The Wade Hampton Show every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Central, right here. I'll play the music that will motivate you throughout your day, and we'll have interesting topics that will help you to live your very best life. So, at home, at work, or in your automobile, join the Ham Camp. Right here on KAYT, KQJO-FM, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
We're going to do this song. It's called You Waited.
You came out of your way. You sat down to speak to me. What amazing grace that you've shown. So patiently, and you